You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we have Rob back on with us. It's been a little bit since he's been on. Welcome back, Rob.
Thank you, Natasha. I'm so excited to be back in the space, you know, talking about some of my favorite topics, especially Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands.
We love having you on, and we love your passion for your destination. It's always a good time when we get to talk. Today, we're going to be talking about fall and all the awesome things to do there with the cooler weather for you guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, cool weather is relative. I was talking to a friend who lives in the Northeast, and we were discussing cooler weather, and I use air quotes there for those who can't see me on the podcast. It was 59 degrees, and it's kind of like, oh man, I'm gonna have to wear like a vest, which is a vest is code for that's the coat that I wear down here in Beaufort. That's my coat. And so I had it, and I was telling him, I was like, yeah, it's 59 degrees, but you know, by the afternoon, you may be regretting those long sleeves you put on. So, you know, you have to dress appropriately if you wear, it's a different type of layering, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you might want to go shorts on bottom, long sleeves on top, and then roll the sleeves up. That's probably a good way to you know, handle the fall here in Beaufort. But man, Natasha, this is the weather. This is it right here. All that's all going on in the country right now, pandemic, other things going on, wildfires, that ain't it. But the fall in Beaufort, this is it. This is what life's about right here.
I'm here for it. I love, love, love fall. It's my favorite season. I love the colors changing. I also love sweater weather. So, you know, 59 degrees might not be cold, as we put it, like air quotes, but it's a perfect temperature to wear a sweater. So
that's my ideal. I'm with you. Listen, you're gonna wear a sweater. You're gonna show up at work or show up and go somewhere for breakfast wearing a sweater. You're going to probably regret it by the afternoon because it's going to be a lot warmer.
Yeah.
Than you expect because it still gets warm. Although today is, I think today's highs are in the 70s, but man, this is gorgeous. I mean,
it's beautiful.
I know this thing's going to release a little later, but I can promise you the weather's going to be gorgeous. That I can make that promise.
Oh, I believe that. Also, 70 degree weather is like my ideal. So right there between like the 50 to 70 range. That's one of the things I love about fall, especially early fall, is it's not quite cold, but it's getting cooler. So you're just like easing into it. And I bet it's so beautiful down there during this time. It's like probably the perfect time to spend outside because it's not like overly hot.
It is. It is. This is definitely one of those times. So we've talked in this space about different activities that you can do, getting on the water, strolling the town, horse and carriage companies, you're doing one of the tours, grabbing a bike and hitting the trails. We've talked about those things. And we've talked about them, you know, in different time periods, right? But when fall comes or descends upon Beaufort, this weather is the perfect time to basically put on your walking shoes, get out and explore the history and culture that is Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands. And on our website on beaufortsc.org under the tours package, you'll see several of these self-guided tours. And that's what we spend a lot of time pointing visitors to the area who have maybe, you know, they're spending a couple of days or maybe spending a week looking for activities. And when we help them plan their itinerary, especially with weather like this, it's, hey man, get outside and take some of these tours. And, you know, whether it's the historic churches tour, which there's 10 or 11 historic churches right here in the core historic district. It's pretty awesome. Churches that have seen a thing or two, right?
Right.
And, they've been around and have different significance in there. And those are all awesome. Or grabbing just the historic tours that we can go on instead. We have history markers scattered throughout Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands, but within the core commercial area, we have a plethora of history markers. And so people can go online, they'll pull up the little Google map that's there, and people can print it off and take it with them, or they keep it on their phone, and then go from marker to marker, or church to church. And there's a historic significance to everything on the tour. So we're not sending you there blind. You're not going there and have to figure it out on your own. Each of these markers or each of these churches or each of the historical markers all have a little history about what you're staring at. So there's one outside. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it gives you a little insight. And we have people from all over that come in and say, hey, I'm looking for A, B, or C history marker. And so we can point them in the right direction just with a click of the map, and people can kind of get a feel there. And it's really cool. I mean, it really is. Whether it's whether you're on the church's tour and you're heading there, where there's, you know, churches that were built in the late 1700s,
right?
I think of one of built in the mid 1800s. First African Baptist Church. You have Grace Chapel, AME, Wesley United. Of course, you have your Anglican Church and your Baptist Church. I mean, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention Tabernacle Baptist Church, which is right down the street from my office, where the Robert Small's bust and grave is located. And so you're going to get a feel for the history in this area, but more importantly, the weather's going to play ball with you, and you're going to want to be able to experience.
That sounds so beautiful. Also, I recognize like some of these churches from our episode with Victoria Smalls and her mentioning that. So I was like, that's really cool that they're part of that. Like, it makes sense, but it's fun to see it all come together and all the episodes connect.
It is. Well, you know, that little thread that runs through there, you have the churches and the cemeteries that go along. And you know what? It's interesting because there is that tourist, that visitor out there, right? That person that wants to go and study history and see all the history and see some of the family names that used to make up the Lowcountry, some of the churches and their cemeteries here. You know, and it's fall, and fall leads to Halloween. Halloween leads to some awesome touring of the area with some of the Halloween stories that can be told. I think that, you know, maybe a future episode somewhere down the line, maybe next year or something of that nature. But yeah, listen, fall in Beaufort is amazing. Oh, by the way, it's shrimp season.
Yes.
Again, there's two shrimp season, and listen, fall brings out one of the best parts of the Lowcountry is catching shrimp. So again, you know, listen, fall in Beaufort is a good time to get out, go get away.
Yeah, get some fresh shrimp while you're at it too.
Oh yeah. I mean, the restaurants are beaming with it right now. It's awesome. Yeah.
I know, it's from like our last episode when we were talking about the shrimp festival still going on. Got to plug it.
still going on. Still got to plug it. And good food. Oh my goodness. The the shrimp tacos, marker 244. Oh my goodness. They hit a home run. Jeez Louise, that was great.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, it was. It was tremendous. I think everybody in the office was talking about that was one of their favorite grab and goes. Some of my teammates have gone out to dinner and enjoyed Saltus plates that they have with their shrimp dishes. And it's just a fun time. And, you know, I think it's unique. I think everybody has great weather come fall, right? And everybody looks forward to it. It's a change in temperature. But there's something about being able to just get out and actually enjoy the activities and the walks and the riding the bikes. And as we're having this conversation, I'm watching, you know, people safely distant riding their bike down the road. There's probably five or six of them taking a cycling, you know, trip through the area. That's kind of it. People are out and about. They're thoroughly enjoying this weather. People who may be listening to the podcast from somewhere else where it doesn't, you know, go into it. This is our invitation. If you want to see one of the South's best small towns, I personally invite you to come down during the fall. Because there is no better time to see Beaufort, Fort Royal, and Sea Islands than right now. And that means even in the middle of a pandemic, I think that people can safely distance. I think the outdoor activities, the open space, it's not real crowded.
Right.
And those are all things that we celebrate and all things that make us our destination. And we don't have to put on a front for it. This is authentic Lowcountry living right here. And it's part of that intercoastal lifestyle that we live. And it's something that we want to invite others to come enjoy, because we all could use a break and all can use a kind of a separation from normal life right now. And what better way to do that than Beaufort?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a great plug to go visit. And obviously fall is the ideal time to visit, in my opinion, anywhere, because it's the most beautiful time of year. But I can only imagine how much prettier it is.
Yeah, and it's a little different in the fall here as far as like leaves changing. We're not known for our foliage change, right? But I can tell But here's what you do see. This is where the spartina grass that's in the marshes starts to turn golden. So you get this green to gold hue change that's taking place on the water. And the water starts to kind of mirror that look and feel. And it paints the elements that make up the Low Country in a different light. And, oh my goodness, the way the water hits and the sunsets hit the water and the golden hues and the spartina grass as they're changing. So this is a great time to be, you know, to take a look at it. If landscape and natural beauty, well, we have that every day, 365. But times of the year, there are certain colors that start to pop. And that golden spartina grass with the orange and purple and yellow sunsets and the blue and the green sunrises, the water matches. I mean, it's a beautiful scene. And then, of course, I think fall puts everybody in a unique mood here in the Low Country where people are just enjoying being able to move about and get out and about. And, you know, this is one of those times.
Definitely. I love, you painted such a beautiful picture. It was like a rainbow of color and it was just so vivid in my brain. I loved it. So even you guys have your own unique fall, and that's what's amazing about locations. Like, you might not have what people think of with like the Northeast and all of their leaves, but you still have such a beautiful thing with the grass, as you were explaining, and the vivid sunsets. I feel like we talk about sunsets all the time on here because you guys have the ideal location for sunset viewing and sunrises.
Oh, it is. I mean, you're right. You can get out the Hunting Island and catch the sun coming up over the horizon as you're, you know, you start to see the light break off the lighthouse and hit the sand. And I've been there for a sunrise, and it's absolutely mesmerizing. And you can see why people are just enamored to take those early morning walks to catch that sunrise. And on the flip side, you can see why people get out and try to get down to the waterfront park and catch the sunset as it drifts in the bay. Those scenes are, you know, what makes the area, that's one of our trademarks. And in the fall, it just gets painted with a different color. And I think that's something that I think we pick up on. And you mentioned our Instagram page, and you're right. If you go to our Instagram page, we do love a sunset better than we love anything else, I do believe. But that's because it tells our story for us. I mean, you don't really have to get too much more into the aesthetics. We don't have to do any kind of filter.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it literally looks like that when the sun goes down. It's pretty amazing.
No, I love following your guys' Instagram account because all your pictures are beautiful. And like you just said, the sunset, it does capture it so well. And I feel like with everything we've talked about with the intercoastal lifestyle and everything, it kind of sums it up very nicely.
Yeah, I mean, so it's shrimp, it's natural beauty, it's amazing water views, it's history and culture, it's outdoor activity.
I mean, exactly.
Listen, if you're looking, and I've said this to maybe in this space before, but Beaufort is not for everyone.
Right.
And I mean that really. If you're looking for urban and kind of a nightlife, like heavy nightlife and that kind of scene, you know, there's some great cities in the state of South Carolina, which you're going to be able to find that.
Right.
But if that's not your MO and you're looking to kind of disconnect and then reconnect to your life and kind of find that personal balance that you're looking for, that realization and whatever, that you're going to find no other place better than here in Beaufort, Portland, and St. Helens. And that's a promise. And it happens to be who we are and what we are as an area. The who we are is that's how we go about our life. And the intercoastal lifestyle that we talk about so much here in this space, that's how we live.
Right.
There's no reason to get in such a big hurry. You know, the day is, yay, so long, right? Uh-huh. But at the same time, soak it up. And when fall hits, people do that. It slows down even more. And that's why people gravitate to this area, because it is a slower pace. And we don't apologize for that.
And you shouldn't have to. It's perfect for you guys. You guys encapsulate the saying, stop and smell the roses, so well. Like, it's part of who you guys are. And it's amazing.
It is. And it's something that if people are looking for a kind of a fall getaway, and they still haven't figured out their plan, and they're willing to give a new destination a try, I would say find your way to Beaufort, Fort Royal of the Sea Islands. You're not going to be disappointed. And if you're a former visitor to the area, you already know it, and we'll see you soon.
It's perfect. It's the perfect place to visit. And so I'm so excited to bring my camera and just take pictures of those sunrises and sunsets and all of the beautiful places.
Soak it all in. That's right. I talked to someone who listened to the podcast a couple of weeks ago. And she explained to me that, and I believe it was the Kazubi Kazoo podcast, in which we were celebrating all things kazoo. And they were talking about just how she felt so connected to Beaufort. And she had only been once, but this was her second visit. And she was telling us she'd, you know, had listened to the podcast and, you know, just kind of reminded me of some things that were going on. And she, what started the conversation, she was in the visitor center and she had a kazoo in her hand. It kind of prompted her to think about the podcast episode that she had just recently listened to. So again, if you are looking for more information on our area, we encourage you guys to go on Instagram. Visit_Beaufort SC. Take a look at some of those pictures Natasha and I were talking about today. Or if you want to connect with us directly, you can go to our website at BeaufortSC.org, or you can email us or email myself directly at robrbb@BeaufortSC.org. We'd love to connect with some of you guys out there and kind of set you on the course here to Beaufort.
Definitely. You all should 100% take advantage of all of this. You won't regret it. It's beautiful. I'm sure everyone that's listening, like me, is so excited to visit, whether it's their first time or it's their 100th time. Like, Beaufort is a very special place, and I think everyone realizes that. Thank you all for listening. I think this has been a fantastic episode. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and thank you so much, Rob, for being with us again.
Thank you for having me.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.